Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Wolter dictating an endoscopy report on Marcelo Villar, date of birth 7/4/1989, date of procedures November 22nd, 2023. Physicians, Evgenia Wolter, DO. Referring physicians, Dr. Jose Espinosa. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroendoscopy with biopsies. Next line indication is epigastric pain, comma, prior acid reflux surgery, comma, bloating. Next line. And description of procedure, informed consent with the same period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, procreation, drug reaction, and social possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, well explained to the patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in left lateral position, common stage, pre-anesthesia service, monitored anesthesia care period, while lubricated limbus video gastric loops introduced into the esophagus, and man's in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb, setting the third portion, second portion of the duodenum, comma, stomach, G junction, and esophagus period. Delete third portion, please, there. Retroflex view of the was obtained of the cardiac period, air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings number one, proximal and mid esophagus appeared on the left. Well, next line. The Z line was regular at 39 centimeters from the pipe block. Comma biopsies were obtained of the distal esophagus to evaluate for reflux changes. Next line. There was evidence of a prior fund application noted on retroflexion. Next line, there's gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained for histology. Next line, the duodenum in the duodenum, there was prominent sweep mucosa. That was biopsied for histology. Next line, there was also evidence of a prominent ampulla. This area was obtained for histology as well. Next line, duodenal biopsies were obtained in D2 to rule out celiac disease. Next line, plan. Follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, may need follow-up with advanced endoscopy if the ampullary mucosa appears adenomatous on biopsies. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Thank you.